robe tied around my neck, I grasp at the ribbon and charge down the steps leading to the Omega's garden, winding around life-size wolf statues and bushy potted plants. I run deeper into the shadows, feeling free. The garden is immaculate, full of bright floral displays, jagged stone paths, and inviting terraces. It's the kind of place one could get lost in. Tonight, it offers the sweet relief of solitude. My steps slow near the entrance to the shrub maze, and I crane around, glancing over my shoulder. The view of the Omega's mansion from here steals my breath. Round towers on either end of the Gothic structure rise to conical roofs, with gargoyles looming over the side. The castle is rumored to have been the home of Reaper, the Omega's eldest grandson. When he was only 7 years old, a rogue werewolf savagely murdered his parents. He ruled as Alpha in his father's absence, but 5 years ago he left the pack to hunt down their killer. No one had heard from him since. What would it be like to grow up in a place like this? With guards, servants, and more money than you could spend in 20 lifetimes. It's such a far cry from my pathetic life in San Diego, I could hardly picture it.
It's amazing to think this whole place is enchanted, isn't it?
A deep voice says from behind me. I spin on my heel, heart beating fast, as a tall beast of a man emerges from the right side of the maze. Most of his face is cloaked in shadow, but he has to be 6'6", 250 pounds of solid muscle. Although I'm not a fan of MMA fighting, I don't live in a cave, and those hardcore fighter types have bodies designed for pleasure. Impossibly broad shoulders, bulging biceps, a tapered waist, and tree trunks for legs. He was probably seriously packing in the dick department, too. As the massive bulge in his slacks captures my attention, I suck in a clipped breath. "What did you say?" I mumble, backing away a few steps to allow him to pass. "Enchanted."
"A witch in the 1500s casts an invisibility spell on the castle, and anyone who walks its grounds, you have to have werewolf blood flowing through your veins to see it."
His voice is rough and scratchy, as if he needs to clear his throat, but it's sexy as sin. He blocks the entire maze entrance, his arms folded over his chest.
"Shouldn't you be inside rehearsing?"
"I came outside because I needed air." I shudder, feeling his gaze sharpen on me. "No, in all honesty, I need a mate. You wouldn't happen to know where I could find one of those lying around, would you?" His laugh is even sexier than his voice, charging the air between us.
"Eternal mates are us not working for you?"
"Don't poke fun. I already Googled all the werewolf dating sites and I still came up blank." I shake my head and snowflakes dance down from my hood. "I don't know what I'm going to do." He makes a low noise deep in his throat, as if he's contemplating something. But my body comes alive to the primal sound. Electricity sparks over my skin, and desire blooms deep in my stomach. Desperate to cool the sudden rush of heat through my bloodstream, I perch on the edge of a bench near a pot, overflowing with bright pink flowers. A light, sweet, earthy fragrance envelops me. But nothing can mask the stranger scent. It's woodsy and masculine with hints of dark spice. And it's unlike anything I've ever smelled before. It calls to me, and I can't help but breathe him in. Step slow and calculated, he stomps toward my bench, his boots crunching over the powdery snow.
"I find it hard to believe you don't have a mate waiting for you back inside."
My cheeks heat, and I'm keenly aware that he's been staring at me since the first moment we met. "Oh, yeah. I've been beating the men off with sticks all night. I think the last few have witnessed the bruising of the others and finally got the hint. None of them will come near me now." This time, when he laughs, he crouches in front of me, one knee in the snow, the other brought up near his chest. Although I still can't see his eyes, lamplight from behind me illuminates full lips set on a ruggedly square jaw. Stubble covers his chin and cheek and begs for the touch of my hand.
"You're not like the others in there," he says, keeping his voice low. "What's your name?"
"Ivy Douglas." My palms...